like it. Now hang on, because here's where it gets really good. Wasn't it? Hey, let's get out of this net and try it again.
Dylan, this isn't a net. I think it's some kind of web.
Help me! Help me!
It's not funny, Dylan. We could both be... Oh, no!
I can't get free!
It's getting closer!
Ah-ha!
Eugene!
Oh, Eugene. For a second there, we thought we were big trouble.
Let me assure you both, you are in big trouble. Yourselves?
Eugene, they didn't hurt anything. What's the big deal?
The big deal, Ms. Kendall, only happens to be endangering the advancement of medical science.
Yeah, Bernard Walton, you'd better prepare to take cover.
But you've never not allowed the kids access to inventions like the Imagination Station before.
That is not true, and it's also a double negative.
What?
Never not. The correct phraseology would be always allowed access to the Imagination Station. Which is not true.
You're confusing me.
That makes two of us.
I'm simply trying to encourage you to use proper English, especially when impressionable youth are present.
Brother, would you just stick to the subject?
The point is that it has always been a requirement to obtain permission before using the...
Well, me and Jesse did ask Connie.
Jesse and I. Do you see? This is exactly what I had feared.
Eugene, we're all trying to tell you that I gave them permission.
Well, that may be so, but the obvious intent of the rule is that a well-qualified, highly responsible person be on hand to ensure that nothing goes wrong. The operative words here being qualified and responsible.
I'm not qualified?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Ms. Kendall, the new microscopic technology Mr. Whittaker and I have been developing could quite possibly usher in a whole new age in medical research.
He said I was irresponsible.
The potential significance of which should not be jeopardized simply for the sake of juvenile entertainment.
Say, I promised myself I wouldn't get involved, but is that one of those ant ranches?
So now I'm juvenile on top of being unqualified and irresponsible.
And don't forget, a poor role model.
Why, I haven't seen one of these in years.
I got that for my birthday.
You did not. Mom and Dad gave that to me last Christmas.
If you don't mind, I need to get everyone to clear this area so I can get back to work.
Oh, you're not getting off that easy.
Don't fight.
Very well. If it's an apology that you desire...
I did not.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Now excuse me, everyone.
No, fine. Not until you explain what you meant. Don't you ignore me, Eugene
Milstein! Enough! My apologies. I didn't mean to yell. But Mr. Whittaker and I have a deadline that is fast approaching, and we cannot allow there to be any more distractions. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Eugene.
Mr. Whittaker.
I'm sorry to see you all treating each other so poorly. Dylan and Jesse, you know better than to argue and fight. And as for you two, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves, setting such a bad example in front of the kids.
We're sorry, Whit.
I suppose I allowed the stress of tomorrow's deadline to influence me.
And that's another thing. Since when did projects become more important than people around here? How we treat those around us matters much more than any accomplishment. That's why Wits End has always been about people. Of course, we don't mind sharing our discoveries with the scientific community, just as long as we don't lose sight of our original purpose, to serve the children of Odyssey. Right, kids?
Right. Your new shrinking room is really cool, Mr. Whittaker.
So, you had a chance to try out the new micro-simulator.
We were kind of playing with it earlier.
Eugene, why don't you show them what it's really designed for?
Certainly. Perhaps the first of next week?
Eugene, I was thinking that you would take them right now.
Mr. Whittaker, might I remind you of the extenuating circumstances we are currently facing? In less than 24 hours, a panel of the nation's most prominent research scientists will be arriving here at Wits End for a complete and comprehensive demonstration of the micro-simulator.
I'm well aware of that.
If we intend to put on a flawless demonstration, then we cannot afford to waste another precious second.
Eugene, what we can't afford is to continue taking each other for granted. Let's both just look at this as the perfect occasion to practice what we preach.
I've taken a sample of human blood, my own, and placed it on this glass slide. I simply place the sample under the onboard microscanner, where it will be fully analyzed. Within that tiny drop of blood is all the genetic data the simulator needs to create a completely accurate virtual facsimile.
So, how long is this gonna take?
Why, the simulation has already begun.
Whoa.
Welcome to the wonders of the human bloodstream.
Oh, Eugene, this is fantastic.
Mr. Whittaker and I originally designed the technology as a way of teaching children the wonders of God's creation. But the program turned out so well that we soon realized that it held great promise for the medical field. Imagine a replication of the human body that is so exact, it renders exploratory surgery obsolete. Doctors will be able to examine their patients from the inside without ever having to...
Whit and Eugene have really outdone themselves this time.
This is so...
gross.
Eugene, shouldn't you be at the wheel?
Eugene, look out!
Eugene! What were you possibly... Are you all right?
Of course. I just need to be going. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
What was that all about?
I don't mean to bother you. Just came by to pick up some supplies I left behind. And boy, am I gonna need them. Guess you probably heard I was awarded my first large industrial contract.
I don't know.
Yes, sirree. The new Odyssey Commerce Building. Pretty good, eh? Well, don't get excited all at once.
Oh, Mr. Walton, were you speaking to us?
No, I normally go on for hours at a time talking to myself.
We're sorry. We were just trying to figure out what's wrong with Eugene.
He's been acting really strange.
And what is so unusual about that?
But this is different. Ever since he took us in the micro-simulator, he hasn't been himself.
I suppose stress can do that to a person. He does have that important demonstration coming up this afternoon.
But that's... that's just it. He hasn't even gone into the lab all morning.
Hmm. Even considering it's Eugene, that is strange. Where is he now?
In Witt's office. Eugene wanted to talk to him in private.
Eugene, I just don't know what to say. So, you're absolutely positive about this?
Yes, Mr. Whittaker, I am.
Well, I wish I could stick around and help you solve the enigma we call Eugene, but I don't want to be late for my first day of work at the Odyssey Commerce Building.
Goodbye, Mr. Walton.
Psst. Here he comes now. Hi, Eugene. We were just
Miss Kendall.
Eugene!
Dylan, Jesse, I'm glad that you're here as well. I just wanted to ask you all to forgive me for the way I've treated you. And I'd like to give each of you a small token of that remorse.
Presents?
I kind of like the new Eugene. This is that new bowling ball I've had my eye on!
Wow, a new laptop computer!
Actually, it's slightly used.
Isn't this your ukulele?
Eugene, what's going on? These are some of your most prized possessions.
Material objects, Miss Kendall, are unimportant. It's people that matter. In the Psalms, it says, "Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should." I realize now that I've wasted too much time pursuing the insignificant. Mr. Whittaker was right. I've been taking you all for granted. Please, don't make the same mistake. Goodbye.
Huh? See you later?
No, you won't. Eugene just quit.
Let's see here. Quashin phlegm. Wow, this stuff is really strong. Walton's janitorial service. Oh, hello, Whit. Eugene? But why would he do something like that?
He mentioned something about a death in the family. Bernard, you're distantly related to Eugene. Do you know what he's talking about?
Whit, you and I both know that Eugene's an orphan. He has no immediate family.
I know. It makes no sense.
Well, I've always teased him about being wound a little too tight, but maybe this time he's really snapped.
Yes, Mr. Meltzner, what can I do for you today?
I'd like to have a check drawn up from my savings account and made out to the Wits End Children's Fund.
Certainly. And how much would you like to withdraw?
The entire balance. I'll be closing my account.
Oh, no!
Ma'am, I hardly think the loss of one modest account will...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a robbery!
So, you all noticed a change in Eugene right after the micro-simulator adventure? Not during?
Well, during the adventure, we were all kind of busy looking out the window.
The only thing I noticed was that he seemed to be preoccupied with one of the computer monitors.
I'm hoping that the micro-simulator itself might be able to fill in a few of the blanks. In theory, I should be able to play back the data from your adventure directly off the computer's hard drive. If my hunch is right, then the key to our little mystery might just show up right here on this television screen.
Welcome to a kinder, gentler age of bank robbery. As you can see, I carry no guns and have no accomplices. But before anyone thinks of doing something foolish, may I please draw your attention to the device I have placed in the main entry? In my hand, I hold a radio-controlled detonator. Should anything happen to me to cause my thumb to release this pressure-sensitive button? Well, let's just say it won't be pretty. It's my little way of ensuring that this job goes off without a single hitch. Even if the police arrive, my little friend here can hold you all hostage until I am safely away. You see, I've thought of everything. My plan is absolutely perfect. It's utterly useless to resist. Soon, the world will hail the criminal genius of the mastermind.
Excuse me. Yeah. Listen, I certainly...
certainly don't mean to offend, but were you aware that this institution doesn't deal in cash money?
What?
Yeah. Well, to be absolutely frank, we don't even have a vault.
No vault?
No, see, well, we're just a student credit union. Oh, sure, we take care of savings and loans and that sort of thing, but we just cut the checks and send people down to the bank on the first floor.
Idiot! The bank's on the first floor.
Oh, and one other thing. Were you aware that, we can all plainly see your face?
Dear Lord, no.
What is it, Mr. Whittaker?
This can't be.
Please, Whit, what did you find?
Eugene and I programmed the microsimulator to do more than simply create a virtual representation of a human body. It also scans the entire anatomy, looking for anything foreign or abnormal.
It found something, didn't it?
Yes. According to the computer, Eugene has triatoma, a highly aggressive degenerative disease.
A disease?
He's gonna be okay, though, isn't he?
The prognosis is... Eugene is dying.
He is a dead man.
What are you talking
about? That fool out there is trying to disarm the bomb.
Don't fail me now, little screwdriver.
That fool just saved our lives.
Everyone, please remain where you are until I can move this safely out of the way. Almost there.
We interrupt the afternoon polka party to bring you this breaking news. A madman with a bomb has taken over the Odyssey Commerce Building and is threatening to blow the place up. We'll bring
but
you more news.
This is the Odyssey Commerce Building. Eugene? Oh, he really has lost it.
Ooh, can even hear my heart beating.
I've got to get through to him.
Easy does it.
Eugene!
Come on! It's gotta be here somewhere!
Oh. Hey, where'd everybody go?
Huh? Come on! We must vacate the premises immediately!
Oh. Eugene! Get out of here. Faster, faster.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Come on, come on, come on. Hurry.
I'm okay.
You could have killed someone.
I never meant to hurt anybody. It was just some fireworks and road flares I taped together.
I'm sorry. It's just that, well, for a moment there, I thought it was all over.
You should have seen your face when you screamed. Like this.
Oh, if only I had known, Whit.
The Bible tells us that our lives are but a vapor, Connie. I think all of us would live a lot differently if we realized that.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker. Some doctors are here to see you.
Doctors? Oh, a microsimulator demonstration. I completely forgot.
Do you want me to tell them to come back some other time?
No. Right now is perfect.
As you can see, the flames from the blast have spread to various sections of the building. And behind me, you can see into the lobby to those elevator doors where we saw so many people being evacuated before the explosion. We now know of only two men that didn't make it out of there. The madman, who of course caused the blast, and a local citizen, Eugene Belzer, who witnesses have said heroically put his own life on the line in a sacrificial effort to save the lives of others. If only he were here now to...
All right, Brendan, you're coming with us.
Mr. Belzer, can we have a word with you, sir? Mr. Belcher, the entire town of Odyssey is indebted to your bravery.
It's Meltzner.
Not only have you saved innocent lives, but now you've caught the culprit who's responsible for it all. You, sir, are a true hero. And this just in, it seems that there is one last person still in harm's way. Firefighters have spotted a window washer that is trapped high on the side of the building. And unfortunately, at this time, there is no way they can possibly reach him. We also know the name of that man is Bernard Walton.
Would you please repeat that?
The name of the man is Bernard Walton?
Do you have access to a news chopper?
Whitaker, this is incredible. The potential medical applications for this type of...
Excuse me for interrupting, but the real reason I gave you this demo is to get your invaluable second opinion.
You mean the triatoma? Well, having studied entomology, I can absolutely confirm the presence of said fatal disease. But how it's found its way to this blood sample is beyond
what
any...
What did you say?
Triatoma is a plant disease that's carried and spread by ants. Your sample was obviously contaminated.
Oops.
Dylan, is there something you want to tell the rest of us? Johnny, it was all a big mistake. Eugene's going to be fine.
Oh, no, he's not. Look!
Now, before you jump out of the safety of this news helicopter, down onto the roof of that towering inferno, Mr. Belcher, is there anything you'd like to say? It's Meltzner!
Got to get to Eugene before it's too late. Come on.
Don't worry, Mr. Walton. Things may look hopeless, but we're working on a plan. You're making water?
I heard that. If only this thing would work. What I need is a miracle.
Mr. Walton!
Eugene, now you stay away from me. I saw what you did. You building blower upper?
Mr. Walton, listen to me. I need you to come to this side of the platform.
No, I'm staying right here.
Mr. Walton!
Hurry, Wick, hurry!
Can't hold on much longer. Mr. Walton, I've got you!
There they are!
Jesse, tell Connie to stand by.
Eugene, you saved my life.
Bernard, we're coming in close. Get ready to catch a safety line.
Too small. How are we both supposed to fit in this thing?
Perhaps I can adjust.
Oh, no. Look! If those ropes burn through, this whole thing's coming down.
The buckle is stuck.
Eugene, I don't think we're gonna make it.
Bye, Bernard.
What? Eugene!
Gene, what are you doing? Why aren't you in that harness?
Because it wouldn't fit. And besides, Mr. Whitaker, I couldn't risk Mr. Walton's life for my own.
Eugene, listen to me. Your life is just as valuable as...
But I'm sick, Mr. Whitaker. Very, very, very sick. I've got...
Triatoma! It's an insect disease.
Precisely. It's an insect disease. And I... What?
It only kills bugs and plants. The slide was contaminated. Hello? Eugene?
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
Get me out of here!
This is as close as we can get. Come on, Eugene, I'll catch you.
I don't think I can make it.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can do this. Now, Eugene, now! I've got you! Eugene!
And so, for the uncommon bravery and selfless service he exhibited on behalf of his community, we award the Citizens' Medal of Valor to Eugene Pelsner.
It's Meltzer. Greetings and... Councilman Beasley, friends, citizens of Odyssey, I am humbled by your token of thanks, but it is I who am truly grateful. You see, if it were not for this experience, I'm afraid I never would have realized how truly blessed I am. Never would have realized how precious each moment. Excuse me, I'm a little choked up. To borrow the colloquialism.
Attaboy, Eugene!
Some of you are probably aware that I lost my parents at a very young age. I have no brothers or sisters. But I say to you that each of us has been blessed. In my case, it's with those people whom I know and love at Wits' End.
Ah, Eugene.
I simply want to encourage each of you to make the most of each precious moment you have with those you love. Because once it's gone, you'll never get it back. Now, to illustrate this theme, I've written a small lyrical melody that I would like very much to perform for you right now.
Oh, no, don't wreck it with a song.
Wait, no need to leave. Seriously, Councilman Beasley, friends, citizens of Odyssey, Mr. Whitaker,